This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, more news about dunderheaded politicians trying to take away your religious liberties. Not kidding. The Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, in violation of the First Amendment, has been adopted by most governments, from the federal government on down to the state and local governments. And they are doing their level best to attack religious minorities or those in religious majorities who have a minority view within their religion that says, you know what, injecting aborted fetal cells, not something I want to do for my kid. And any number of reasons we'll can add to that. Ginger Taylor's going to join us momentarily. She writes for many websites, including Age of Autism. She's got some great articles. We've got some updates from Maine. What's going on there? The place for food sovereignty and food freedom, not for freedom to say no to vaccines? Stand by.
We have
stand
had
by.
Oh, hey, Ginger's like here. Nobody before.
There you go. Hey, Ginger's already here. He's smoking.
Hey. we've had a push for vaccines like we have never had. We've had the industry pounding the state and the media for 4 years, and it's stunning how far they're getting with these messages that are just lies.
Ginger, you know what's interesting about Maine? It's a smaller state in terms of population. There's a lot of local activism regarding, if we talk about food sovereignty, right? The ability to have local farmers markets and, you know, maybe a bake sale that's not going to be intruded upon by state-level departments of health or agencies about food. And yet there's seemingly now a carve-out in regards to freedom in this vaccine issue. That's like, it seems to me it doesn't fit. You know, how is this not a parallel track where they go, oh, yeah, no, this is about freedom. We can't violate freedom.
Well, it has been. I mean, it's, you know, it's very much as Maine's tradition. You know, we do, you know, we can, you know, grow some fruit, make pie, sell it to our neighbors. It's, you know, and we have one really great Democratic legislator who has spearheaded that in making sure that we have, you know, that the old ways can still be lived out here. What we have and, you know, what the pharmaceutical industry has done in the U.S. is every state that went in the last election, both houses were controlled by the Democrats and the governor became a Democrat. And they went in and aggressively started campaigns in those states because they effectively have control over the Democratic Party on the vaccine narrative now. And that happened here. Our new governor, Janet Mills, just happens to be the sister of Dora Mills, who is the primary vaccine industry cheerleader in the state for the last 10 years. So we knew when she got elected that this would come back up. They had said years ago in the newspapers that as soon as our Republican governor left, that they would push this, and they got their dream governor, really. So we knew this was going to happen, and we prepared as best we could. And I was the director of the Maine Coalition for Vaccine Choice for 10 years, and we had a group of about 1,000 people. And when the bill came to, you know, was announced and came to pass, we had people flood in. Our group has more than doubled in size to the point where I could turn it over to younger people with healthier kids and new ideas and energy and passion. And they have done in the last few months an exceptional job. I mean, I'm really proud and surprised at how much they've got done, how aggressively they've gone after their legislators. They have done just incredible work in saying no to this. And the Democrats are not listening. They have just decided from the beginning this is what they were going to do. They are being whipped. The pharmaceutical industry spokesperson actually admitted that he brought the bill to the Health Committee. So there's, you know, and then claimed he wasn't associated with Merck and Pharma when he takes money from Merck and Pharma. So it's completely bare naked in Maine right now that, yes, this is a pharmaceutical industry bill, and that, yes, the Democrats are going to push it through no matter what. So we are probably, you know, one in the House. And we have a number of wonderful legislators who are still working hard on this. The people of Maine have said no. And the Senate, we probably still will not win in the Senate. So it may get into protracted legal battles. I don't know. I don't think people are going to stop fighting just if this passes. But the Democrats aren't listening. And a lot of people who were, you know, are liberals who are involved in the food movement and the organic movement are really shocked because they voted for this. They thought they were voting for you know, people who agreed with their values. And, you know, so we've had more than a few people say, I'm done with the Democratic Party. And I said, well, make sure they know you left. Yeah. And, you know, it's opening up a whole new world of politics in Maine. But a lot of people are shocked here that they were able to go this far. But it's because, you know, the DNC has decided that this is where they're going to get their money.
Ginger, this is something that we've talked about. Well, out of Washington State, Oregon, obviously California, now Colorado, New Jersey, any state that's dominated all branches of their government, including governorships with Democrats, seemingly no pushback on the issue of Big Pharma. You know, they like to paint the Republicans as the party of Big Pharma, but at this point, it's lock, stock, and barrel on Dems. They can't go into Republican-controlled states or states that are divided and expect to run roughshod over the families and the children in this regard with these vaccine mandates. Again, it shouldn't be a political issue, but it has become one, and the Democrats have become the party of the pharmaceutical church.
Mm-hmm. And, I think the Republicans still have a problem with enabling the industry, certainly, and lowering regulatory barriers and, you know, in these kind of appeals. But there seems to be a line in the Republican Party where, oh, wait a minute, we can't force people. Oh, wait a minute, you know, if there's Christians who don't want to participate in the abortion industry and they're going to say no, and they still have to be able to go to school. You know, our bill here in Maine gets, you know, completely removes the religious exemption from Maine law. So from daycare to college and university and medical schools and trade schools and healthcare jobs, you cannot hold them. You cannot participate in them anymore if this bill passes. So I think that the Republicans still understand, well, you know, we can't force it. There is a religious reason that people can say no. But the Democrats have blown past that, and it's noise to them now.
Yeah, and I look at where the Democrats are at this point. As I said, for my friends on the political left, many of you, we have agreements on the food issue, environmental issues, and more libertarian kind of concepts. But if you centralize bureaucracy and give power to the state to basically force you to accept a medical intervention, an injection, what can the state not do? And what happens when you Democrats are now controlled by Republicans? What are they going to decide the state should have the power to force you to do or prohibit you from doing? Again, it's very dangerous. If you don't understand the origin of our country and why it formed a unique form of government, a Republican form of government, it's not Democrat or Republican Party, but a Republican form of government specifically to protect minorities. The ultimate minority is the individual. And you're running roughshod over individuals and small groups of minorities, and now the Democrats are attacking small groups of Orthodox Jews, like in Rockland County. These are Democrat strongholds. It's just hard for me to fathom, Ginger, that they're willing to risk it by looking at very much like the Nazis of old to attack Jews in this way, much less any religious minority.
You know, a lot of people have said about the New York Jewish community, the assault on them is to say, you know, is this a test? Are they waiting to see if people will actually say no? And how much can they get away with controlling people's lives? Even when they are, you know, walking right up to the line of the Holocaust and saying, you know, can we go here? Can we actually make Jews stay in their house and not participate in society and not be able to attend Passover services? And it, they're almost at that line. That, you know, we have Mary Holland and a bunch of great lawyers in New York have been fighting that back, and they partially have been able to fight that back, but some of it's still going on, and we're waiting to see where that those things fall.
Where's the outrage from the Democrat left on this? I mean, this just should be a no-brainer. This is as easy as it can be for Democrats to go, you're attacking the Jewish people because they have a bullet, you know, whatever. It's like, it's just unfathomable, but it's not surprising at this point because medical collectivism and collectivism in general is insane. It is evil, and it's been adopted by the political left when it comes to medicine.
And people don't understand, you know, you make this amazing point. Like, if they can do this, what can't they do? And the answer is, they can do anything they want, and they have, and in the past, and we have a horrible history of that. We've got the history of World War II and what was done to the Jews and the Gypsies and the gays and everything, you know, all the marginalized minorities back then. I've written two pieces for this on Age of Autism. The 1905 Jacobson ruling, where they allowed Cambridge, Massachusetts to charge $5 to adults who didn't want to get smallpox vaccine, and that was allowed. What that ruling has been used to justify in the 110 years since then is all the way to mass vaccination for children when there's no outbreaks at all, much less a deadly outbreak of smallpox. And the fee is not $5, it's $50,000. It's a school education. And it hasn't just stopped there. In 1927, that ruling was used to justify the forced sterilization of a disabled rape victim because the judge in the Supreme Court case of Buck v. Bell decided that because this girl's mother was developmentally disabled, and there was a claim made that she was as well, she wasn't. She was raped. She got pregnant. And then the courts decided she could be forced sterilized because the quote is the laws on mandatory vaccination are broad enough to cover cutting the fallopian tubes. And then he cited Jacobson. And that Supreme Court case was used to sterilize mass sterilization of mostly women in the early 20th century, up to 60,000 people. So, and those two rulings still stand. It is still legal.
Folks, you got to read.
Let them stay.
Read the article
without their consent,
by Ginger Taylor. Read the article. Jacobson must die. Rockland County Jews barred from worshiping God unless they disobey God. Democrats, you're on the wrong side of present and history here. Either join the Republicans on this or just leave politics altogether.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
2 hours a day or more, 6 days a week. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on the air for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Each week on our syndicated radio broadcast with GCN, 20 years into radio here now, and still going strong, and hopefully helping you to strengthen your resolve to stand up for what is right in terms of defense of liberty, individual liberty, medical liberty, health freedom, food freedom, all of that. Ginger Taylor's been doing battle for a long time on this front, of course, having been visited firsthand on the dangers of vaccines with her own child in particular, and the travel she went to try and remediate and help resolve, and she's done amazing work with her husband Scott, who we'll hear from on the radio this week on another issue. But it's a very, very real issue when the government itself and people collude from either party, both party, one party, doesn't matter, to take away your freedom, to force you to worship at a church you don't have any interest in worshiping at. And the church in this case is what we call the pharmaceutical mysticism church. And it is modern medicine. It's a collectivist ideology. It violates individual liberty. It's willing to sacrifice your child for the good of some ill-defined whole. And when you say, nah, not me, not my child, then they ostracize you. They will attack you. And, of course, as we've seen with Rockland County, the Orthodox and Hasidic Jews, they're willing to risk everything to promote a vaccine mandate, even attacking a religious minority at this point. And they're showing no remorse, the political left, the Democrats here. And, you got to hold their proverbial feet to the fire on this one. And you got to leave. You got to walk away. You got to remove their power if you want to have the maintenance, much less regaining of the freedom that you believe as an American is yours by virtue of your birth as a child of God, not government. Ginger Taylor is with us. Ginger, appreciate all the work you do.
happy to do it. We have to, I'm going to keep telling the truth.
Yeah. So
there have been some good things that have come out of this that, you know, mm-hmm. every time they do this, more people would get the message and more people who really didn't understand what was happening see what's happening. And one of the things that is good and is long overdue is that parts of the church in America are starting to be confronted with the issue of aborted fetal cell remains and vaccines, and there are people in the pro-life community who are very passionate about children and children's health. Who are coming to understand what this actually means and what they've participated in. Intercessors for America, which is a organization that was started in the early 70s and was just wanted to start praying about the Vietnam War and Watergate, and just, you know, were so upset about the state of things at the time, and they just decided, you know what, all we can do is start praying for the people in government and have God do something to change people and to make things better. And they have been doing it ever since, and they just got a phone call from a mom who said, you know, do you realize that this is happening? And they were devastated because they have been praying for unborn children and for pregnant mothers forever, for years and years. And when they heard and got the message that they had participated in this, the message she got back days later was, our office is, everybody's crushed. We didn't know. We were tricked. This is, you know, and they've started putting out very passionately, you know, pray for your state. Know what's going on in your state. And they're telling a lot of people in the pro-life movement. So that's happening. I think a lot of people, a lot of people in certainly Orthodox Judaism, but, you know, in broader Judaism, and looking at the anti-Semitism and the attacks that we're having right now, there's a whole new awakening there of, you know, not understanding why they're being attacked by the pharmaceutical companies, mm-hmm. and then an awakening saying, oh, we didn't know, and except that the very serious Orthodox Jews did, and so the larger Jewish community. So there is an awakening in the religious community about the fact that, you know, the medical industry is not necessarily your friend, and we have to take action, and we have to take a stand.
Yeah, there's not a lot of common sense anymore in discussions on this topic. You know, if you talk to a Democrat, they'll say, oh, no, I'm not for Big Pharma. There's corruption there. They're trying to, you know, they're dangerous and all of that. You'd find common ground with them. And then you bring up the vaccination issue, and suddenly all cognitive thought is suspended. And they fall into a blabbering, drooling idiot phase of, oh, this is where we cannot ask questions. We cannot look or bring this up, because if we do, everybody's going to die. I mean, we're talking about formerly intelligent people suddenly parking their brain elsewhere. But not here. Not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yeah, it is almost supernatural. You're right. We're on a break. Ginger, stick with us. We got more discussion, including sensible discourse on the vaccine issue. Not happening in many places, if anywhere, in mainstream media. But right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, as often as we can. We'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Mohammad Javad Zarif, Iran's foreign minister, tells Fox News Sunday the United States' involvement in the region is causing more problems and that some Middle East officials are trying to pull the United States into conflict with Iran. Later on the same show, National Security Advisor John Bolton responded to Zarif's comments.
Completely ridiculous. I think what that interview showed was a carefully prepared propaganda script by the Iranians. This is their effort to try and sow disinformation in the American body politic. The president's policy on Iran has been clear well before I arrived in the administration. It is to put maximum pressure on the regime to get it to change its behavior, and I think it's working.
An anti-Semitic open letter posted under the name of John Ernest, the man suspected of opening fire at a synagogue near San Diego yesterday that left one dead and three injured, was left on a far-right message board hours before the attack. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We say thanks to those who support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty today and five additional days of the week. Monday through Friday, 3 to 5, view at robertscottbell.com. You can watch us live on our YouTube channel. Eventually catch it on Brighteon, our good buddy Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the uncensored video format, just in case. And Of course, naturalnewsradio.com as well. There are a lot of links in the show notes. There's banners, including to our friends at Echo Water, Synergy Science. That's the molecular hydrogen water we utilize here. Also, the key technology, QI technology, to address and remediate even 5G.
as they're coming for you, man. They're coming for you with 5G and your kids. Which one's going to be the straw, the energetic straw that breaks the camel's back, man? 5G is happening. You've got to protect yourself. Go to robertswater.com, download the information there, learn about what we're doing to protect ourselves, and so much more available at robertscottbell.com. We continue now talking with Ginger Taylor, a good friend for many years, and as I said earlier, we're going to get her husband Scott Taylor on to talk about a comic book, so to speak, a play, Summer of 74, based on George Lucas's, I don't know, semi-fictionalized travails through Central California, Northern California, that resulted in what became known as Star Wars. And it was a project he was working on with Liam Schiaff while he was alive. And I definitely want to follow on to see how it's going and how everybody can access that. So that's coming up, Ginger. How is Scott doing through all this? He's working hard, traveling all over the place.
He is working really hard. He's got a Kickstarter that is going to be kickstarting soon. Mm-hmm. And so I haven't really talked to him in the last 8 days. He just kind of waves at me and then walks by.
So it's a fun project,
and he's having a great time. We're just Liam is still here to finish it with him.
Right. And for those of you who don't know, Liam spent time with your family, obviously, and learned a lot about the vaccine injury families and became a bit of a champion, a hero for a lot of moms and dads out there as he wrote about it and broadcast about it. And, you know, his legacy continues, honestly. Y'all check out the YouTube channels, the things that he talked about regarding this. And, you know, his voice is missed, but thankfully a lot of his work is still out there for everybody, including Official Stories, the book that everybody should read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a dynamic guy. He came, we met at a conference, he came up, he was in the area, came to visit for a weekend, and he and Scott hit it off, and he ended up coming back and staying with us for 5 months, and the two of them wrote comedy together, and he got to learn the hard way of what it's like to live in a house with a child with autism. He would retreat back to our kind of off behind the kitchen area, so he was not too, you know, when it got too much. But he was like, wow, I didn't understand until, you know, I lived in a house with a child who struggled, what it was like. And it was, he was a really supportive guy. And I think the one and only time that I actually did a spit take, we were just in the kitchen and talking, and he, I can't remember what it was, but it was so funny. I literally ate water all over the kitchen, spit it out everywhere. He brought so much joy. So he's missed.
Yeah, yeah. We bring a comedy to everything he could, even the darkest of dark, and he had seen and witnessed in his own life. And, of course, what he brought to the community of those who have vaccine-injured children was very valuable and appreciated to this day. So y'all check it out, and we'll bring some more humor as he worked with your husband, Scott, on the Summer of 74 coming up soon. And I'm looking forward to that as well. But, Ginger, discussion, rational, adult discussions about vaccine safety, not happening in the mainstream media. As we talk about, the moment you ask a question about a vaccine, you're immediately branded an anti-vaxxer. Whether you are or not is irrelevant. They will label you and ostracize you and call you unclean. I mean, it's just, wow, as ugly and brutal as anything, especially for families, moms and dads out there who trusted the medical system, who trusted their doctor, who trusted the politicians who said vaccines are necessary and they're mandatory. And then they're attacked for observing in their own children reversals of normal development into the worst case scenarios of even death. And they're still attacked to this day, marginalized. Where is the discussion happening? Not many places. We've been having it here on this show for many years, and we got to continue. There's a great article by Catherine Frompovich. I got it here at naturalblaze.com. We're linking up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Did you read this?
I did, and I was really stunned at the admission that the FDA attorney mentioned in the article. You know, he flat out told opposing counsel, we're not going to abide by the court ruling, period. And it's stunning. I interrupted you. Go ahead and start. Tell them about this article.
Well, no. This is about a court order, an attorney for the FDA, their chief counsel's office, regarding a court order to the FDA, right? And, you know, what? This is something our friend Jonathan Emord, of course, has been at for many years regarding selenium claims based on science. It's like pushing the FDA back, and you could win in court, and the FDA will basically...
Hasn't he won like seven...
Seven or eight times.
Cases? Yeah. Yeah, he's won like seven cases against the HHS.
The FDA is a lawless renegade agency, as pretty much they all are in the bureaucratic oligarchy. They take all three branches of government and envelop them into these agencies in violation of constitutional limitations on power, including separation of powers. And, you know, this particular ruling, you know, it's like you go to the FDA and despite Jonathan noting that it was a final and binding decision on an order of the court, the FDA attorney says that may be so, but I am telling you the FDA will never abide by that court decision. Never, ever.
And the admission that the FDA is just a lawless agency that does what they want. Yeah. I mean, we see that. You know, we look at the federal government now. And you can, whatever you can get away with, you can do. Like, there's, you know, it's hard to wrap your brain around. You're like, yeah, but the Constitution. Yeah, but the law. Well, because we apply those things to us. You and I have a conscience where we say, okay, there are things that I could do, but it's wrong. It's not only outside of the rules, it is morally wrong. There are people in government who do not have a moral compass and really truly believe they can do whatever they can get away with. And we have empowered those people with our votes and with our confidence and in being too asleep and not holding government accountable. And so there are those people holding the switches in government to say, no, we're just going to do what we want. And it doesn't matter, you know, until somebody comes and arrests us, which, you know, doesn't happen, because once you get nestled into that government, that's a cozy place, and there's not a whole lot of accountability there. So it's, you know, it is stunning that they can, you know, on the vaccine issue, we have four different departments in HHS that have four different positions on whether or not vaccines can cause autism. You know, the CDC says vaccines do not cause autism emphatically, period, no question, no qualification, the vaccines do not cause autism. But the National Institute of Health says, well, we don't think that they do, in their statement. So we asked them, can you give us a little more on that? We don't think that they do, but you didn't say no. And they won't. But they said, that's why we do. Yeah, we think it happens. It starts later, maybe before the baby's born. So we don't think, you know, that's not, vaccines do not cause autism. The Food and Drug Administration approved the Tripedia insert, which says that, yes, vaccines, you know, are possible. Autism is a possible outcome of pertussis vaccines. Mm-hmm. And they approved the paperwork. So FDA says, well, yeah, maybe. Could be. And then the HRSA, which is the Health Resources Administration that the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program is in, says that vaccine-induced encephalopathy can progress into autism symptoms, and seizures, but we don't count how often that happens. So we've got four different agencies answering the same question four different ways. One says no, one says yes, one says maybe, probably not, and one says probably. You know, this is, they each do what they want. It's convenient to them and to their individual mandate. And the Secretary of Health and Human Services, who's in charge of all that, holds four different positions on the question of whether or not vaccines cause autism. This doesn't have anything with logic. This doesn't have anything to do with law. It's just people. It's Old West. People do what they want. And it's funny. Well, and until we hold them accountable, things change.
I would say it would be preferable in the Old West because there would be accountability.
At the end of a gun. But as a people, we've said we don't want to be that. You know, we don't want to be a place. We are a republic. We have a constitution. Because we don't want to be a place where the guy with the most bullets is the guy who wins. That power is the ultimate arbiter of truth. We have a constitution that says we have minorities, we have an individual. The individual matters more than the collective. We've had it bred out of us. You know, I talk a lot about the idea that, you know, I really regret. I was smart. I was an independent thinker when I was a young mom, and I asked the right questions. But what I did allow to happen to me was I allowed the medical industry to rob me of my own, my agency, my thought, my instincts for what's going on with my child. And even though my inside went, no, this isn't right, I went, well, you know, they couldn't do that if it were a problem. Well, you know, they're honest people, they're not going to, you know. And I talked myself out of my instincts, and I let them talk me out of my instincts. And it happened slowly, and we've got an education system that is doing this to us, right? Their children are brought in and told the collective matters.
Mm-hmm.
Not the individual.
It's a sick religion that sacrifices innocent children, babies, even adults and grandparents alike, for this so-called greater good. So we've got a lot more to do here on this subject, but just having this discussion is a bit of a miracle, honestly.
And there is no place in government to have that discussion, you know. You're allowed to attend certain meetings of the federal government if you stand behind the velvet rope with the armed guards. But next to the velvet rope, and you can talk for 3 minutes. And in the state of Maine, I had a very short discussion with a doctor who's a senator, who's the head of the health committee, and he said, "Well, the research is this." And I said, "Well, where in the state of Maine can I go to have that conversation on the research? Where's the meeting? Can I attend?"
Mm-hmm.
"There's nowhere to go." And he went, "Oh, good point," and then walked away.
Right. Yeah.
So you know, we have pronouncers from on high about what the research says, and we know. I read the research. We all know, our community knows what the research says. And we know the research that they are putting out there, that they are pimping, is just garbage. It's paid for by pharmaceutical companies. It's, you know, it's being run by people who are under indictment for fraud. It is a search for quality. And they don't know what it says, but we're not qualified to discuss with them. We're not allowed into the ivory tower.
When you remove accountability from human behavior takes a deep, dark dive into the pits of not heck, but hell, out here in real life. And this is what evil will be visited upon other men, women, and children. When you have the perception that there is no liability, with rare exception, humans become horrible animals willing to sacrifice because they think, "Oh, I can get away with it." Don't let them get away with it. You Democrats, you're not going to get away with it either. We got one more segment coming up after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, each and every week, this is the beginning of our broadcast week on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. And you can go to robertscottbell.com, see all the things we've been discussing, links out, read about them. Ginger Taylor's been my guest. We've got a few more minutes with her momentarily. We're going to talk about some upcoming events, and there's an upcoming events tab in the at the website at robertscottbell.com, and you'll see that the week of Memorial Day weekend shall be Autism One in Chicago. Plan to be there for a few days before heading to L.A. for the Advanced Medicine Conference with Dr. Rasha Bittar, Bruce Lipton, and others. That's going to be amazing. There are discount tickets available if you go to robertscottbell.com and click on the upcoming events tab. Also, shout out to our friends at CV Sciences, plus CBDOil.com, PLUSCBDOil.com. 15% discount for those of you ordering direct with the code RSB15. Also, shout out to our friends at Betterway Health, betterwayhealth.com/radio. Get the beta kids, modulate the kids' immune systems and yours as well. Thank you all for being here. Superdon making it sound good. John on the board dealing with stuff you don't want to know. But Ginger Taylor dealing with all the stuff I want you to know. Is there any positive news out there? Are there any bills people can get behind?
Yes, there are. And one of the things that we started doing in Maine in 2015 is, we are like, this is ridiculous. You can't have a public health program that hurts kids and not have an accountability system. So I wrote a bill for the Maine Vaccine Consumer Protection Act that would require that states, have a phone number for families to call and say, I think my kid's having a reaction and I need a doctor who's qualified in this, and they can get the name of a doctor. They shouldn't have to go back to their pediatrician and say, hi, I think you ruined my child, because that doctor is going to go, no, I didn't, and he's not going to help you because, he can be sued for that eventually. So it doesn't make any sense to make the doctor who's administered a vaccine also have to indict himself in the child's harm. So we have to have independent doctors who are trained on this. and to clean up the system. So it would require doctors to be trained on vaccine injury according to federal guidelines, and it would require that doctors have a code of ethics on how they can sell them and what they can say, and nobody can't lie about them and say they're safe and effective. And families need help getting through the vaccine injury compensation program. It's really just common sense stuff that should already exist. And it was amazing. We had legislators who listened to us. As a matter of fact, in 2015, we didn't get our exemption removed because we got to tell them our story instead of the pharmaceutical industry story of measles, measles, measles. And what has come in the last several years is, you know, states doing more and more of that. So right now we have, we in Maine, Tuesday we have hearings health committee on that same bill to say, no, look, if you want to mandate them here, you have to have a safety system in place. And then in Texas, we have a bill, you know, Del Bigtree, who, you know, went against HHS and got HHS to admit that they're not doing the safety testing that was mandated by law in 1986, and that they're not doing any placebo-controlled safety studies. And so Texas put in a bill to say that you can't sell a vaccine in Maine unless it's gone through true, saline, placebo-controlled safety studies. We put that in our bill here. Georgia took our safety office bill, and they're running it there. In Pennsylvania, they're also... they have a bill, an informed consent bill, that parents have to be told what's really going on with the shot before they can give consent. And in Texas, the governor has endorsed the bill to say that they have to be placebo-controlled vaccines. So the tide is turning, and part of the reason the industry is getting so pushy on this is because states are bringing vaccine safety legislation that will limit, you know, we have to look for the people who want to vaccinate. There is a limit on what the human body can take, and we have got shot way past it with the current vaccine program. And so the vaccine program's in trouble and it's collapsing.
Well, that's why they're increasingly called for censorship. Right. Ginger, thank you so much. Love you dearly and your whole family. You know that. And I look forward to talking to your husband, Scott, this week on the show as well. I want to let you all know, remember, you know, stand for liberty. I don't know if you got recall petitions when the Democrats do this, but leave them if they are standing against your freedom to choose the way you want to raise your children. Again, this is a religious war. It's a spiritual war. It's nothing less than that. And if you don't defend minorities now, when you become the minority next... Mm-hmm. No one's going to be there to defend you. And so, folks, naturalnewsradio.com, you can hear us 24/7, the Robert Scott Bell Show stream, including updates from various health freedom groups on the state level, including we'll hear more from Ginger Taylor and other states. So, Ginger, thank you for being here, my friend.
Thank you.
Standing up for health freedom and healing liberty, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Again, we've cranked up our broadcast week just now. If you missed any of it, you can go to robertscottbell.com and you'll have archives to download and watch and listen to for free. In the meantime, back tomorrow with Advanced Medicine, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.